Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining the show is our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app, or visit BetQL.com today. Hey, Ross, I know you do, you call a lot of Army games. Were you on that Army game with Wake Forest this weekend? That was bananas.
I was. It was awesome. Very unexpected. Army's defense is usually awesome, and they run the ball. They usually have like 12-minute drives, like 17 plays, 12-minute. I mean, to have a score 70-56, there were 18 touchdowns scored in the game.
That's crazy.
I mean, Army was like running for long touchdowns, and Wake Forest is really impressive. Like, they legitimately might be the best team in the ACC. Their quarterback and receivers, Wake Forest does something offensively that I've never seen anybody else do. You know, like the RPOs and the quarterback puts the ball in the running back's belly?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen this. Wake Forest, the running back and quarterback just kind of stay with each other for like 2 full seconds.
Yeah.
So like the offensive line doesn't fire off the ball, and the quarterback just holds the ball in the running back's belly. They both kind of like hop forward, but it gives the quarterback so much more time to identify coverage, see if there's a hole for the run game, or to then pull it and throw it. I mean, I'm shocked nobody else does it. Like, it's very rare you see a game or you call a game and you can say they have invented something new in the sport of football that nobody else is doing, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ross, I'm glad you brought that up because you do a lot of college games, and obviously you do a lot of NFL games. So you're one of these people, kind of like we have John Harris here and Andre Ware here who do the same, and they kind of get you get a better feel and appreciation for how the games are different. And I'm wondering, what is it like for you when you watch these college games, and especially what they're able to do with the RPOs and all in the QB running attacks and all of that? When you watch NFL quarterbacks now, are you kind of frustrated at times? Like, I get frustrated because I watch Josh Allen. And Josh Allen, when he's executing his fakes, he is 100% full bore into it. Like, with torso bend and riding the running back through the handoff and all that stuff. And then I see some other guys that are basically just doing, like, going through the motions on stuff.
It's a really good point. You know, I guess what I would tell you is Brady never goes through the motions. Peyton Manning never went through the motions. Like, I think some of those guys don't understand that those fakes, making everything look the same, it really, really matters a great deal. It makes a big difference in the picture for the guys on defense. And that's one thing I would say I like more about college is at times there are some, you know, like Army runs the option. Like, it's cool to see on tape, like you're watching the end zone copy. It's cool to see different things. Whereas in the NFL, it's really very similar. You know what I mean? Like, it's and even in college, everybody's like, a lot of people are 11 personnel, a lot of zone read RPOs, but Wake Forest is different in how they do it. Army's different in how they do it. So it's kind of cool. Speaking of that, Seth, do you know what happens Friday night?
Is that Cornell Princeton on a Friday night?
Cornell Princeton on ESPNU. Friday night on TV. I kind of feel like we should make a friendly wager.
Oh, is this, where the hell am I going to find a Princeton jersey?
I'm a little nervous, though, because Princeton just won in five overtimes against Harvard. They were both undefeated. So classic letdown spot for the Tigers. I'm trying.
Oh, you call me a trap game? You call me a trap game? You son of a bitch. You elitist bastard. You Princeton Tiger.
Just
Yeah. We'll figure something out. We'll figure something out.
Yes.
But you know what? Maybe one of the callers or one of your listeners can come up with a good friendly wager bet for Seth and I.
Okay.
Maybe next week I have to, like, sing the Cornell fight song or come up with something.
I like that. Yeah, no, text in 713-572-4610. The texters are feeling it today, creativity-wise. So, yeah, text in 713-572-4610. Ross Tucker joining us for his weekly visit. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. So let's shift over to some NFL stuff. Ross, just curious, the Deshaun Watson trade rumors are back in our lives for this week. We'll have resolution on this one way or the other by next Tuesday because that's a trade deadline. Would you do a deal right now for Deshaun Watson if you were the GM in Miami or Carolina?
Yeah, I think I would. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. A couple things. Number one, I saw where Ian Rappaport said yesterday that Deshaun Watson would not go on the commissioner's exempt list. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to let him play because they don't want to get involved when it's, I guess, quote-unquote, just civil lawsuits. Unless it's criminal and there's a conviction or unless it's felony, they're not going to – I think they're all about precedent and – you know, obviously, whatever it is, 22, 23 civil lawsuits is a lot, but where do you draw the line? You know, because, you know, there could be a lot of civil lawsuits out there then. If any time a civil lawsuit's levied, you put the guy in commissioner's exempt list, then what do you do there? So I thought that was very interesting because both the Panthers and the Dolphins could, I suppose, attempt to turn around their season. I think the more interesting thing there might be, do you do it if you're the Texans? Because, like, whatever draft picks, whatever you're going to get from Carolina, well, if you give them Deshaun Watson, they're not going to be as good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They're going to win more games. So, I don't really understand what the value is for the Texans of doing it now, other than just getting it over with, stop having it hanging over the organization, and not have to pay Deshaun, you know, $5 million or whatever for the rest of this year. But I think, you know, there's a lot of buzz now. I don't know. You get to tell me if you think it's going to happen or not. I just know this, and I actually wrote about this week. I posted it this morning at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter and Facebook. The last two Sundays have been very, very good for the Houston Texans from a Deshaun Watson trade value standpoint. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold's been terrible, and he got benched, and the Panthers have lost. Tua Tagovailoa hasn't been terrible. He's actually been okay, but he's had three critical interceptions that were the difference in the games. And we might have talked about this last week, but can you guys imagine being like Stephen Ross? You're 81 years old. You're worth $9 billion. Or David Tepper, who's the richest owner, the Panthers owner. Stephen Ross, people don't know, is the Dolphins owner. Like, these guys can literally, like, press a button and get on their private plane to Fiji within an hour if they want to. But they can't get a quarterback, and they can't win a championship. They have everything else they want in life other than the quarterback, which gives them a chance at a championship. I just think that they're going to be aggressive to get. They want them.
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good way to put perspective on it, Ross. I think when you talk about Stephen Ross being – 81 years old and a billionaire and accustomed to getting what he wants. And it's that one thing. I mean, that Tom Brady football, that 600th football, is supposedly worth somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million. Like, there's somebody out there that would pay $1 million just to have a piece of leather that was in a regular season game. And then you start to amp that up to, okay, what would a billionaire do to get a quarterback and get a championship? I think that's where the desperation comes in. And that's where I think Yeah, when people say, well, why would anybody trade for Deshaun when it might have all these PR implications, or then he might lose time, I think it's just simple desperation. It's just that those teams get to the spot where that's what they want, and they're willing to sacrifice a lot to get it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can already picture it, right? They trade for him. They're like, you know, we're aware of his legal situation, and if things come to light that he's not able to play, then we will face the consequences. But, you know, we believe in innocent until proven guilty. This is America. Like, I can already hear what they would say. I was reading up on these guys for the story I wrote. And again, I encourage people to check it out. I posted it to my social media at Ross Tucker NFL. David Tepper, okay, he worked at Goldman Sachs, and he got passed over for a promotion. So when he eventually started his own hedge fund and became like a multi-billionaire, he bought the house of his former Goldman Sachs boss and tore it down and built another one twice as big on the same land.
I love that.
He was quoted in the article I wrote, in the article I read, not the one I wrote, he was quoted as saying, you know, every once in a while somebody will piss me off, like a waiter at a restaurant, and I'll think, you know, I could just buy this place and fire this guy. That was an actual quote from David. Like, these are the people we're dealing with, dude. Yeah. Like, it's actually an interesting point. Like, in baseball, Sean, you know baseball more than me. But in baseball, you're allowed to, like, just trade cash, right? Like, just money?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know, like, the CBA rules and stuff like that. But, yeah, you can purchase players, I think. I don't know what the
parameters are. Because I'm just wondering, like, can you even imagine – like, let's say the Texans didn't really want draft picks, right? They didn't want, like, veteran players. Let's say Cal McNair just wanted money. I would love – and there's, like, no cap on it.
Yeah.
I would love to see, like, what kind of check Tepper or Stephen Ross would write just to have just to get the rights to Deshaun Watson.
That's fascinating.
Like, no draft picks.
Yeah.
Like, just money. Like, how much money would those guys pay – to get it's almost don't they do that in soccer?
Soccer
it's
is soccer, what I was thinking. Right? Yeah, soccer is where they just flat out buy somebody. Yep. Yeah,
that seems like what we should be doing in 2021, where you can just pay money for a human being. But in soccer,
well, this
they
is where are you on this? Because this is the interesting part. After Aaron Rodgers didn't get traded, even though he's probably going to get traded, but a lot of people wanted to say, well, you see, there you have it. NFL players don't actually have the leverage to get themselves up and moved out of there. And to which I thought, like, well, I've seen it with Dwayne Brown and Jalen Ramsey and other players. But people said, well, no, like, Aaron Rodgers couldn't get it done, so nobody could get it done. So now Deshaun Watson asked for a trade, and a lot of the same people were saying the same things. Like, well, nope, Texans won't trade him because that's not the way it works. They've got all the control. They've got all the power. And it looks like he's probably going to get traded at some point. Is this evidence that Deshaun actually did have the power, or is this just a matter of, well, it got really, really sloppy and ugly, so the Texans maybe would have wanted to trade him anyway?
You know, I don't know. It'd be awesome to be in an alternate universe and have no legal implications for Deshaun Watson, mm-hmm. so we could see how it would have played out. You know what I mean? I would love to have seen how things would have unfolded if Deshaun didn't have all these legal issues. Let me ask you guys this. Are Texans fans going to be angry if he's not traded by November 2nd, or do they not really care? Like, is there a clamoring of, let's get this done, let's get this trade over with, or are they like, yeah, I don't really care. I mean, he's going to get traded, but if you wait till after the season, I don't care.
I think the most vocal, this is just my sense, Seth, I don't know if you, I think the most vocal fans are ready to move on from Deshaun Watson. That they want to get it. They want to get a deal done. Now, here's the thing, Ross. If this is being driven from the Dolphins being desperate to trade for him, then presumably you're going to get near what Nick Caserio wants for him. If it's being driven by the Texans just wanting to move on from the drama of Deshaun, then that's a recipe to get 50 cents on the dollar. So I think that's something that's a huge thing hanging over all this, which is, what are they going to get for him? This is their only chance to accelerate the rebuild of this team, is to trade Deshaun Watson. So I got that.
Yeah, so I think the organization – I think the sooner they trade him, the better. I think the organization sort of needs closure, sort of needs to turn the page and be like, okay, that's over. Now we're moving on. We got this in return. You know, who's going to be the next quarterback, et cetera. And the key for the, what you just said, the key for the Texans, though, is Joseph Person, who is a beat writer for the Carolina Panthers, has been for a long time, tweeted that league and team sources expect the Panthers to be involved in Deshaun Watson. So, like, there's two now, and there's two owners. I think they might be the two richest owners. They're used to getting what they want, and I can just picture them, just going back and forth. I hope it does happen because I'm kind of tired of talking about it. I want to see what the trade's for. And I kind of want to see Deshaun Watson. I don't know. I'm mixed emotions about it, but it would be really interesting to see what it's like if Deshaun Watson's actually out on the field this year. I mean, that opens up a whole different can of worms and talking points.
Ross, the Texans play the Dolphins in week 9. Like, literally 5 days after the trade deadline, the Texans and the Dolphins play in Miami. so there is that. So we'll see what happens. Ross Tucker, our NFL insider, Odyssey NFL insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL, here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Today, Ross, we always enjoy it. We'll talk next week.
See you guys.
All right. Thanks, Ross. Ross Tucker at Ross Tucker NFL if you want to find him on Twitter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.